Cause pretty soon, this place will be full again. Until then, cue the crowd noise.
Yeah, it's really happening. Good morning, or whatever time of day it is where you are listening to this podcast. I'm Brandon Schreckengosley, host of Shrek Attack. If you want the social medias, you can find them in the description or at the end of the video. Today we are going to talk about NCAA 25. That's right, after 11 years, EA is coming back with their NCAA game. It's another football game. It's college football, though. And I'm going to talk about why I'm more optimistic about it as opposed to how I am feeling about the Madden counterpart that normally goes on, and how this will probably, potentially, benefit Madden as well, even though I just shit on Madden a few weeks ago. After 11 years, and yes, it's been 11 years, the last NCAA game was NCAA 14, which means it released in 2013, because they released with the next year's year, meaning this year is going to be called NCAA 25, even though it will release in 24. I do know I have some listeners that don't understand why sports games work the way they work. I don't understand either. What the fuck ever, you know? It's all sports games. It's WWE games. Everything goes for the following year because fuck it. Why not? Anyway, after 11 years, because of some bullshit, a player likeness being used, EA Sports has gone through the NIL. There's going to be a lot of fucking letters going on here. The NIL to get more than 11,000 players that are expected to be in the game and have permission to use their likeness so they don't get sued. The NCAA is on board. All 134 FPS teams will be in the game, and up to 85 players can opt into the game. They do have a deadline. I believe that is April 30th for players to lock in or opt in, so that they can be in the game. But EA has said that they will make it a loose deadline. That way, if anybody opts in late, they'll be able to get them in with, like, you know, updates and stuff. Now, what was the deal struck with the players and the NIL? Well, it's going to be $600 per person who opts in, and they will also get a copy of the game for free. It's a $70 value on the game. $70, I don't know if I want to get that day one, but it's NCAA, so I probably will. I'm done getting Madden on day one. The only reason I did day one last year is because they gave it to me half off. But Madden is no longer a game I'll get day one for fucking full price. That's going to be Christmas prices for me, bruh. But NCAA 25, I'll probably get day one, $70 value. But anyway, the $600 per player and up to 85 players per team, 134 schools. Quick maths, they're going to be spending probably over $6 million on players, assuming they get enough opt-ins for it, and I assume they will, because I think every kid wants to grow up and be in the fucking game. So $6 million seems like a hefty price to pay, but it's really, I mean, this is a billion-dollar company. That's billion with a B, so kind of pocket change for them, really. Small price to pay for EA. However, it's what we want. We want college football back. The best football game in the past 10 years was NCAA 11 years. You know what? Even if I, like, eliminate it down to the last 3 years, the best game was fucking NCAA 14. We have to go back into, like, 06 to get a game better than NCAA 14 just because of everything they did in it. I'm optimistic because college football fans are a different breed than NFL fans. NFL fans are typically more casual, where NCAA college football fans are a little bit more hardcore. So I think they're going to demand a more complete game. Plus, the big reason why I'm so optimistic about this game is because it started the rumors like 5 years ago or some shit. And, I mean, it got delayed because of COVID. It got delayed because they're just trying to work on it being the best game it can be. And they have so much more they want to do, but they're releasing it this year. We're going to have a lot more information in May. Hint, hint, I'll probably revisit the game then, and I'll probably talk about Madden then, because that's whenever they start coming out with their Madden news as well. It's kind of where we are with them being on such a long hiatus. They had a long time to work on this. They got some of the old team back. They got some new people. And it's just going to be the best of both worlds, I think. I think the college football game, the way they are delivering it, has to deliver because... Wow, that was a sentence. Because they've had so long to work on it. If it fails, it's going to fail the franchise altogether. Like, they won't sell games every year if they fuck up the first one. I think this one has to be a major success, because if it's not, like, what encourages me to go back and think that's not going to be just like fucking Madden every year. With that being said, I think the two game modes that EA has to nail is Dynasty Mode and Road to Glory. They have already announced that both these modes are going to return, as well as NCAA Ultimate Team, aka NUT. But fuck that mode. They're even saying, like, microtransactions are going to be minimum the first year because we want it to appeal to casual fans. Nah, dude, fuck, get Nut out of here. Nut and Mutt need to be their own separate games for those fucking nerds that want to spend all their mother's money. Anyway, so, I hate Ultimate Team. They have said, and I think this is going to be interesting, because scouting and recruiting and everything 11 years ago was really well done. And in Dynasty Mode, you could start as an offensive or defensive coordinator and work your way up to head coach. Very often, I wanted to take an offensive coordinator. I'd work my way up from a one-star school to a three-star school. Then I'd have to drop back down to one star as a head coach and start working my way up again. And there was just so much you could do, and recruiting was sick. Everything was awesome. It was so much detail. There were those branching trees that RPG elements have. And, oh my god, NCAA. I need to go back and play it, but I don't think I could, because physics weren't like a real thing back then. I mean, they were at the very beginning, and it was good for the time, but it would be rough to go back now. However, like, if it has all the detail it had then, I'm excited for it. But they did say they have implemented NIL as well as the transfer portal. So I think there are different ways, different storylines that they can even, like, there are so many possibilities. The possibilities are truly endless, because, say, we'll take Road to Glory, for example. That's the superstar mode, where you create yourself or some character that you want to be and put yourself in the game. And you could, the way it was back then was they put you through your high school career. They did, like, three games from freshman, or no, they did, like, three games from your senior, like, playoff career, whatever. Your senior year of high school, and then you were recruited based off those, and there was like a small workout, I believe, as well. It's been 11 years. It's a little fuzzy. You got recruited, and you could get recruited to like a good school, then you would play out your college career, then you could export your player to Madden, and that's where I think it might benefit Madden, is if these two games connect to each other, that could be sick, could be absolutely sick and game-changing. That could help Madden so much. That might make me consider being a day one guy Madden again. However, the NIL and the transfer portal could make it so you go to like a lower star school team, a lower rated team, and then work your way through your freshman year, work fucking hard, and then get transferred to, you know, your Alabama, your, I don't know, Miami, I guess. Like, I don't know, good college. I'm not a college fan. I know I said, like, NFL fans are hard or casual earlier, but like, I just, college doesn't have enough defense for me usually, so I don't know, that's a tangent for another day. It's just interesting, they have so many possibilities, so many storylines that they can do with the transfer portal, the NIL, and like getting your players focused on the game, because NIL could technically, the players are allowed to make money now doing sponsorships, so they could get distracted by that. And there's, oh my god, there's so many possibilities that I don't want to sit here and talk about it forever, because I'm trying to record multiple podcasts tonight, so I'm prepared for a few weeks. Spoilers. So there's just a lot of possibilities. We'll say that. And if they deliver it well, like I said, this is going to be a brief countdown, because we don't know a lot. They literally came out with the head of EA has been coming out on interviews and saying some stuff, and then they released a like preview trailer that said it's really happening and we'll know more in May. So this is very minimum. We don't know much here. There are so many possibilities if they go the right direction. So they're saying that the gameplay is going to be on the same engine as Madden is built on. Fans should expect tweaks to the gameplay because, I mean, NCAA has always played different than Madden. It's played a lot better than Madden because they just somehow always fuck up Madden. The game design, the atmosphere will be different. I mean, college atmospheres are a lot different than NFL atmospheres. The playbooks are going to play a lot different to the schools. I mean, I know there are some college teams that literally just run and only pass like three times a game. So the playbooks are very formatted towards the schools that they're for. I mean, there's like 134 different playbooks, I suppose. And just everything's kind of different. It's not, they're saying that it's not a reskin of the Madden game. And everything's going to be a lot more robust. And it's not going to be a football franchise. NCAA was the first to introduce RPO plays, is what the article I'm reading is saying. Not Madden. And RPO plays did run a lot better in NCAA than it did in Madden. Even today, I don't think the RPO plays play great in Madden. I occasionally run them, but I don't think they play well because the CPU determines, I mean, the defense should always determine what you do, but the CPU will determine what you should do, and then they will immediately switch because they know what you're doing pretty much. And also, college has a lot more traditions and whatnot. It's saying that there's almost a romantic focus on the pageantry of college football traditions, which could be really cool in the college universe. Schools are said to have provided a lot of assets for the games. I know they're saying that they can't get a face scan of all the players because, you know, 85 players, 134 teams, it's a fucking lot of people, as opposed to 32 NFL teams with 53 players on each roster, and they don't even get all those guys face scanned. But they're saying the schools are providing a lot of real-life pictures of their players, real-life pictures of their stadiums, down to the detail, like, of the fucking rows and the seats, the concession stands and whatnot. The different they have tapes of crowd noises, fight songs, just cheers, and, like, in-game pyrotechnics. They are just provide, like, the schools are working with EA, which is fucking amazing to me, because I don't think the NFL football teams work with EA at, like, all. So there's a lot of potential here is just, I think, the way we have to look at it. One thing that's not going to be in the game, however, is the coaches. So they already came out and said coaches will not be in the game, at least for this first year. They wanted to focus on the players, the atmosphere, the traditions, and getting the game right. And I think that's very important that they don't like stray too far into the visuals on the sidelines. I mean, it's important to get the traditions and stuff right, but I think this is more of a we want to focus on gameplay thing and making sure the presentation is correct. It's fine by me. I don't need coaches. I don't even know the fucking NCAA coaches until they come to the NFL normally. I know that's... I'm such a casual. It's fine. Truth be told, I don't even need the coaches in Madden. Like, yeah, it's cool, but we don't see them too often. So it's kind of whatever. I do like that the refs are back in Madden, but I'm sure those are going to be in NCAA as well. I think they focus on the presentation, the gameplay, get the atmosphere right, and had the focus down the way it was down back in NCAA 14. Honestly, they could probably just fucking copy NCAA 14, like make no changes, and it will be better than any Madden in the past 10 years, and it will sell well and play well, and people will come back for more. Now, they did say coaches could be in the future. It's fine. Another way, the way this could benefit Madden, though, is that if they do the thing where they import the NCAA stuff from the Dynasty and the Road to Glory, like, if you can import your Road to Glory character into Superstar mode in Madden, and you can import your draft classes from NCAA to Madden as well, that will just help Madden out so much because these generic draft classes, despite getting better each year, just don't mean much. It's just a bunch of generic names. And if you're able to import people that you have recruited, built up over 4 years, and got ready for the NFL, it just can mean so much more to Madden in the franchise mode. I think they really need to come out and whatever the fuck they want to do with Nutt. I don't care. I don't care about Nutt. I don't care about Mutt. They need to come out. They need to nail Road to the Show, or Road to the Show. That's MLB. Road to Glory and Dynasty mode. And the way I always start is I create a football player in Road to Glory. I used to be a wide receiver. Now I play a lot more quarterback in that mode. And then after I get him taken care of and ran through, you can kind of make him a coach. So I will make him a coach, normally an offensive coordinator. And then I will play through Dynasty for years upon years upon years, because it just never gets old. If they do it correctly, like they did 11 years ago, this is the game that I've been wanting to satisfy my hardcore football fandom, even though I'm fucking casual because I just watch NFL. I don't have much more to say. Like I said, there's very limited information out there right now. So I think I'll just say that I'm excited, and I think this is good for football, and it should be a good game. They've had years to work on it. It should be a great game. If they tick all the boxes that I know they're capable of ticking because they've done it before, I won't need another football game for a while. And that's exciting to think about, because my God, does Madden get exhausting. There is one concern, and I will leave it at the end here. And that is, ever since they've been able to update through the internet, they can release an incomplete game, almost happens every year, and then they fix it through these like title updates monthly. They tend to get it in a good spot by October, November for Madden, so I don't know when this game is going to come out, but it's typically 2 to 3 months where they get the game in a good spot. But then they continue tinkering with it and ruin it, and then by the next year you kind of need to get the next one because they fucked up this one so bad and they don't care about it anymore. And that is my concern, is that they do release a super good game. They do release it actually in good form, but then through title updates they just fuck it up and fuck it up and fuck it up until you need NCAA 26, until you need NCAA 27, until it really is just Madden over and over. And it's definitely possible, because EA has been fucking dog shit for about 10 to 15 years now. When was it? 12 came out, 11, so about 13 years I would say they've been dog shit. That's just my honest opinion. But hey, we'll have more in May. We'll revisit this in May, and we'll talk about Madden as well. You'll have to let me know if you're excited for NCAA, what position you're going to play in Road to Glory, and all the fun stuff that you are thinking of doing. If you start a dynasty, do you like to start as an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator? Just let me know. Hell, let me know if you're going to play Nutt. I'm not, but let me know. I'm not going to create a question for that one. You'll have to make a little subcategory for it. But down below, it's going to say, are you excited for NCAA 25? Let me know why. Social media is at The Real B Shrek for the personal. That's on everything. If you type that in and you can't find it, I'm not on it. Shrek Attack has a Facebook, an Instagram, and a TikTok now. That is SCHREC, just like the title of this podcast. It's been real. It's been fun. Hell, it's been real fun. Thanks for listening. Hit the fucking music. Yeah. I still can't believe it's really happening.